Sunil Marich is our guest on Travel with Rick Steves. He's an educator and tour guide who lives near Mostar in Bosnia. Sunil, you've come all the way from Bosnia to visit us here in our Seattle studio. What kind of sightseeing have you done here so far?
Yesterday, we went with some friends, visited the graves of Bruce Lee.
Here in Seattle?
Yeah, with the youth of Mostar put a full-size statue of Bruce Lee in the main park.
In Mostar?
In Mostar. Because this is their way to say to everybody, you know, we share his values.
And what are Bruce Lee's values?
I mean, he was a very good man. You know, this is how we perceive through all of the movies. You know, he had honor. You know, he was honest. He fought for what he believed. He wasn't poisoned by the little things of life, you know.
Huh.
So it was kind of their way of sending a message to our government, you know.
So Bruce Lee celebrated in Bosnia that the people are strong, the people have the truth
very
on their
much.
Side. And you can celebrate that on the big square.
You're going to see a very beautiful bronze statue of Bruce Lee. You cannot say it on air, but that was fuck off to the government.
Yeah.
We don't need to be poisoned by nationalism anymore. Nobody cares.
You don't need to be poisoned by nationalism. Jeez.
And it's not a coincidence that they didn't pick a Yugoslav, right? They picked an American who
was
a neutral party.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It was in the, literally where we had a line that divides east and west. So there's a big boulevard.
The statue is there.
There, in the park, literally in the middle.
So nationalism, this tribalism, caused so much death and suffering. And today, the statue is Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Not the father of the country.
Not some patriotic Bosnian figure or Croat figure or something. Yeah.
It's Bruce Lee.
So tell me again, what Bruce Lee means to the people of Bosnia?
Well, the way how we see it is he was a character, you know, who had good morals, you know, who had ethics, who worked hard for everything that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, imagine he was buried in the States. He made a big name here, you know, managing as a foreigner in such a big country. And there, everything kind of revolves around, you know, who you are, what you are you going to be able to make it just
in Bosnia,
because
you have all of this cronyism and nepotism and all this sort of thing.
A lot of it.
So you come all the way to Seattle to meet with us here, and what you want to do is see Bruce Lee's gravestone in the Seattle Cemetery. And I've lived here all my life, and I've never bothered to go there. But very important for the Bosnian people.
I took a picture, and people are going to love it when I go back home.
Bruce Lee. And now we are afraid of nationalism gone crazy. You've already experienced that. You've suffered through that. You work now in an NGO to help kids survive their scar tissue from that. And you put a statue not of a great political or military figure on your square, but Bruce Lee.
Yeah. A lot of generation grew up with him.
And if the statue to Bruce Lee is giving one message to your government, what is that message?
It's to back off, you know, leave us alone. We are living our own life. We're not going to be dictated who are going to be love and support, who are going to cherish. It's going to be our call.
And nobody's going to tell you who your enemies are either.
Most definitely that.
Oh, baby.